wake up playing GameCube. Whatever game we playing, man, I can't lose. Can't choose what game system to use. Like saying who better, Ken or Ryu. You love BGs, oh yeah, girl, me too. We can watch anime all day and skip school. Young legend, rap take it to a new level. New medals for young kings who don't settle. In the crib with my big bro playing Nintendo. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Got every single color joystick for the 6-fold. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Mega Man, Street Fighter, Donkey Kong, yeah, that's all I know. I will never let go, gotta keep it retro. Keep it retro, never let go, keep it retro. I'm the otaku king of hip hop. Y'all couldn't pull up on me at a pit stop.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Middle of my wristwatch here, make the ring noise every time it tick tock. It's young day, not Jenny from the block. Gotta tell me what.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy Earth Mac, the Mad Scientist, on this spectacular Friday. Rachel O, can you hear me?
Hey, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. And it's fantastic. Yes. I don't know what the heck happened. Don't know what the heck happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That was weird, though.
Yeah, very, very weird. Very weird. But we are back here for the OP morning show. And it's a fresh start for Friday. As you know, this is Juneteenth Eve. This is Juneteenth Eve.
It is. The new national holiday.
The new national holiday. Like, this is a holiday that we all have been celebrating before it was public knowledge. Mm-hmm. Or so that's something that we have always celebrated. So what you guys need to do is, in your local area, you should Google and look up any events that is going on that celebrates Juneteenth. Because I know here in Columbia, we actually have like a multi-day event where there's a lot of Black-owned businesses, several food trucks, and paintings, painters, and shirts, and all kind of things. So you can actually invest in, you know, Black businesses and stuff like that. So very awesome experience. But Rachel is our special co-host for today. And
yeah, hello, everybody.
So how have you been?
I've been good. We actually, so New Orleans has had Juneteenth celebrations for a long time. You know, here, Congo Square in the Treme always has something going on. There's like little pop-up things all over the city. However, this weekend, it's going to be kind of rough. I think a lot of things have been canceled because of this tropical depression, or I don't know, disturbance. I can't remember what it's called at this point because they keep upgrading it. But like, there's a storm. Basically, there's a storm in the Gulf. And so we're supposed to have like really heavy storms like tonight through, or this afternoon through Sunday.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Tropical depressions is all that get you.
Yeah. And they're so like, it's in the Gulf, you just never know which way it's going to go. Like, it changes course at the drop of the hat.
Hey, you know, maybe we got something here to lift your spirits, because we got a big show today. Like, we're talking about, of course, you know, E3 was this past weekend.
Yes.
And we definitely got some big Nintendo announcements. So if you just so happen to miss the Nintendo E3 stuff, Nintendo Day, we got some 14 announcements from Nintendo of stuff that's coming out. Of course, the Titans trailer was released in the past 24 hours or so.
Ooh. And I haven't seen it.
That's teaser exciting. Trailer. So, of course, it has an August date, though. It comes out this August. And something else is going on this summer is that the sequel to Mortal Kombat Legends, Scorpion's Revenge, will be released this summer. So, we're definitely going to be talking about that as well.
Okay,
so,
that's exciting.
So, I guess we'll start with the Mortal Kombat here. So, apparently, it's called Battle of the Realms. It has quite a huge following, a huge review, and we do have returning cast members. You got Liu Kang, you got Scorpion, Johnny Cage, Sonic Blade, Shang Tsung, Cyrex, Raiden, Kentaro, Scepter, Jax, Katana, Melina, Shao Kahn, along with Devorah from the newer games, Jade, as well as Sub-Zero, the little brother, and Kung Lao.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
They got everybody in there.
Right. So this is looking at Curtis Stryker. Stryker is also in this as well as Smoke. So
let me ask this. Is this another live action or is this animated?
This is all animated.
Okay. Just so. Checking. I mean, just because the last Mortal Kombat or the live-action Mortal Kombat that came out, I mean, I know that that had a big following, too. So I was just curious.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge following. I'm not sure you've seen Mortal Kombat Scorpion's Revenge.
I have not. Tell me and the people where I can stream it.
All right. So Scorpion's Revenge, you can actually find that on... I think you can find that on HBO Max, because since they have Mortal Kombat, I would not be surprised if Mortal Kombat Scorpion's Revenge is on there. Those of us that have Vudu, like V-U-D-U, you know, you can always rent movies and stuff like that off of that.
Oh, true.
As well as Amazon Prime. So you can definitely find it on there and rent it. It is.
I will check HBO Max first. But if not, I'll rent it on Amazon Prime, because that sounds like, since I'll be locked in the house, I'll be reined inside this weekend, that sounds like something to add to my list for sure.
That is juicy, bloody goodness. That's what it is. That is what Scorpion's Revenge is all about, because it's centered around Scorpion. Mm-hmm. And of course, you got Johnny and Lou, and everybody gets their screen time.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
Scorpion is the main focus. Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
Okay. So let me ask you this random question. Mm-hmm. If you, because I know that cons are still working their way back, but if you were to cosplay a character from Mortal Kombat, who would you do?
Now, are you asking for me, or are you asking for Rachel Lowe?
No, I'm asking for you.
What would I play? Let's see here. Okay, I like to be outside the norm.
Mm-hmm.
BC says Katana. Wow.
I think you'd be very pretty.
So I like to go against the grain. So I wouldn't say like some a mainstay. So I will probably say Stryker. I'll probably say Curtis Stryker. Mm-hmm. Or Kenji, the blind swordsman. I'll probably do that.
Okay. That's cool. I feel like I would do like some weird gender bent cross between Elsa and Sub-Zero. I know that sounds ridiculous.
Oh, that means like, you'll be Frost.
I feel like that's what I would do. I feel like I could do that one. I could pull that off.
Yeah, that could be a good deal. That could be a good deal, because there is a female Sub-Zero, but her name goes by Frost.
So
it is a perfect blend, honestly, between, you know, Elsa and Sub-Zero, honestly, because that's the first thing that comes to mind when I see that. And she's a cyborg. She can like just take parts of her off and stuff like that. So that's pretty
better.
Yeah, so that's pretty legit, right? Now, you can be a kick-ass Shao Kahn.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, you can do a female Shao Kahn.
That would be awesome.
See, that'd be legit. But yeah, this is late summer, so we probably going to be looking at August when that drops. So, the Titans teaser trailer. So, it's not really a full trailer, but it's a teaser. Mm-hmm. So, I will tell you this. I looked at the trailer, and it's only like 45 seconds long, at least. And it looks like it's centered around Jason Todd. Because you've seen season 2 of Titans, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it looked like it's centered around Jason Todd. And the way it comes out, it like he goes into this area, and he sees this guy strapped to a pole. And obviously, he's been Joker poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
And he hears this laugh, and he turns around, and then they start... you know, doing like little flashes of you see Superboy and Crypto, you see Nightwing, you see Starfire, you see them lined up. But then you see this image of this guy in a crowbar beating someone to death. And obviously is Jason Todd. That's Robin.
Yeah.
And you also see Bruce Wayne in the hallway, but he looks down the hallway and there's a crowbar down the hallway just sitting there. So this might be a Red Hood.
We're starting out dark and twisty.
Yes. definitely. It seems like it looks as though the Red Hood will make an appearance in season 3.
Okay. I'm liking it. I'm excited about that.
Yes, I love every bit of it because I do love the Red Hood storyline. Because have you seen Batman Under the Red Hood, like the animated movie?
I have not seen that one.
Oh, great. Great stuff.
I have not seen that one. Okay. I'm going to add that to the list, too. I've got a growing list of things to watch this weekend. I love it, though.
I am almost certain, like, any of the Batman animated films are on HBO Max. I'm almost certain of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they are. Because I think I've scrolled through and seen several that I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen that yet. So that's going to be great. But I love that Titans is like starting off from the jump, like just dark and twisty. I'm here for it.
I'm not going to lie. It took me a little bit to get into Titans because a lot of people gave it a bad rap. You know, especially when they saw the trailer, like, oh man, this is going to be trash. Mm-hmm. But my turning point was when they met the Doom Patrol in the first season. Right after that, I was like, oh, you got my attention. My attention from here on in. I'm going to binge watch this thing and I'm going to keep it pushing.
But see, dark and twisty is what DC does well.
Yes.
They do that well. You know, like, don't get me wrong. If I have to choose between universes, I'm going to choose Marvel every time for the overall package. But DC, they do dark and twisty really, really well.
Agreed. That's what I was telling Thanos Rick and Detroit Blue is that DC has the animated films down. Marvel will never touch that.
No.
I don't think they would ever
not
do
at all.
That.
They tried.
They tried. They tried with Ultimate Avengers, which was good. Ultimate Avengers 2, really good. They did Avengers Confidential, where it was the Punisher and Black Widow. That one was really good too. The Marvel anime genre, where it had X-Men, Wolverine, Blade, and Iron Man. So that one was legit too. Okay. But none of those was really touching the DC animated films because it
doesn't come close.
Nah, it doesn't. It's like the current, well, not the current, but the past block of movies. Where you had Son of Batman, Batman versus Robin, and you had Hush, which was a major storyline in Batman. You had Justice League when it first came out, when Darkseid first showed up. Then you did Throne of Atlantis, and there's some other movies. And then finally, you really capped it off with Justice League Dark. Mm-hmm. You know, Apocalypse War. That's the cap. That's the end of it. And it's so good. You got to watch in order. I'm gonna send you a list.
Awesome. I was about to ask, can we post a list in the Geek Corner?
Yep.
Because that would be awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yay! Yes, ma'am. I would definitely do that. So Rachel, I know you was here temporarily. It's because I know you have some other things to do, but I know you wanted to call in and just hang out for a bit.
I did. I miss y'all. And next week, like, this is the last day of summer school, so I'll actually be free for a while. And I'll definitely be tuned in. When is our next movie night? Because I know it's Purple Rain, right?
Yes, it is Purple Rain. And I will be announcing that today, actually.
Awesome.
As far as date. And obviously the time will be 8:00 and obviously, but I will announce the date and all that. So I appreciate you coming through, Rachel O.
Fantastic. Talk to y'all later, OP fam. Bye.
Yeah. So we got a lot of other news out here for the masses today. Of course, you know about Mortal Kombat Legends dropping this summer, along with Titans dropping this summer as of August. I hope to God that this is not the final trailer, because this thing is really hitting its stride as far as DC live action films or series, because I really couldn't get into the CW series for whatever reason, because it seems like the production of it just screams CW. Like, you know how you watch some movies like Tyler Perry movies and you know automatically this is a Tyler Perry production. I don't know if it's the camera angles, the lighting, or whatever, but the same way I feel about the CW DC film, DC series, that's how I feel. I know it's from CW just because of the lighting, the camera angles, or whatever the case may be. Not to say that it's bad, it's just because I can't personally get next to it. I feel like since HBO Max has taken over and they took the reins of Titans, and DC Universe did a very, very good job with Titans. There's nothing against that. So this is the direction I really want DC to go as far as what they're going to do. So I'm very excited about Titans season 3. I hope this is not the final season. I don't think it is, because otherwise it would advertise it as that. But we going to move on here. So Nintendo had a very big E3 day. Very big. It really capped off E3. I feel like the biggest announcements came from Microsoft and Xbox, honestly, because of Starfield and stuff like that. So yes, I wholeheartedly agree. Nintendo stock definitely increased. Now E3 took place between the dates of June 12th and the 15th as a reimagined all virtual online event. Nintendo, Xbox, Bethesda, Square Enix, Sega, Bandai, Namco, Ubisoft, Capcom, and others will deliver new video game announcements, trailers, and release dates. They already have done that. So Nintendo made several announcements during its Nintendo Direct at E3 2021. From one of the first announcements is, you're talking about Super Smash Brothers, and that has a new character now, and it is Kazuya from Tekken. He's a Smash Brother now, so you're gonna see him in Smash Brothers. So the legendary big bad from Tekken franchise, Kazuya Mishima, the villain of Bandai Namco fighting game franchise, joins other fighting game superstars like Ryu from Street Fighter and Terry Bogard from the Fatal Fury games. Oh my God. So, three games from Life is Strange franchise are coming to Nintendo Switch soon. A remastered collection of the original games is heading to console later this year, and Life is Strange True Colors will be coming on September 10th. There's also a Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the ball spinning franchise. Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania will be coming to Nintendo Switch on October 5th. Now, for the Mario people out there, Super Mario Party Superstars is a new title of the series that will feature 5 classic boards from the Mario Party franchise plus other 100 minigames. The title will also feature online play, so you can play with your friends or strangers online. There's also Metroid. There is another Metroid game. Nintendo announced that they are still working on Metroid Prime 4. While we didn't see anything new from their entry, we didn't get a reveal of a stylish return to the series 2D roots with Metroid Dread, which is coming to the Switch on October the 8th. The new title will also hit shelves with a pair of amiibo for Samus and Emmy, a new robot character introduced in the game. As far as racing fans goes, we got Cruisin' Blast, the latest entry in the long-running Cruisin' franchise of arcade racing games, is coming to Nintendo Switch this fall. Arcade publisher Raw Thrills, a company co-founded by Eugene Jarvis, the original designer of the Cruisin' series on the Midway games back in the 90s, released Cruisin' Blast in arcades in January 2017, and it was the first Cruisin' title since 2007's Wii's Cruisin'. The Switch title appears to be a port of that game, and it will be a console exclusive for Nintendo, meaning that it could also be released on PC. Now, those of us that used to go to the arcades, there's a few racing games that we used to play. Hydro Thunder was one of them. The other one was Cruisin' USA. You know, when you hit the gas pedal twice, you hit the boosters up, that was Cruisin'. Or if you hit a car, you did that backwards flip, you had those wacky tracks and all that other stuff. Yes, that was Cruisin' USA, and it's coming to the Switch. Next up, we got WarioWare. Get it together. The latest game in the Wild minigame series is coming out with a new entry, WarioWare. Get it together. Now two players can go wild in micro game mayhem. The title comes to Nintendo Switch on September the 10th. Also, Shin Megami Tensei 5 brings this interdimensional post-apocalyptic version of Tokyo to the Nintendo Switch. We got a look at a trailer along with some gameplay, including demon recruitment and fusing. The title will come to the console November the 12th. And Danganronpa Decadence. Now, those of us that have not seen that anime before, I have seen the anime. It's really good. It's one of those animes that you look at one time, because if you look at it the second time, the shock factor is not there. So Danganronpa, you definitely need to check that out. brings three games with the franchise to Nintendo Switch later this year. The bundle brings together Trigger Happy Havoc, Danganronpa, Danganronpa 2, Goodbye Despair, and Danganronpa V3 Killing Harmony. There's also Fatal Frame. This new look for the horror game series comes to Nintendo Switch later on this year, as well as Vance Wars series is getting rebuilt from the ground up for the Nintendo Switch. Advance Wars 1 plus 2 Reboot Camp brings together the first two games in the franchise in a single package. The updated version of the game comes to on December 3rd, with pre-orders starting later today. Now, Hyrule Warriors, for you Zelda fans out there, Age of Calamity Expansion Pass, the first DLC for Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity, is coming on June the 18th, which is today. The update, Pulse of the Ancients, will be joined by another DLC update in November. And there's also a Legend of Zelda game and watch. It includes Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2 Adventure of Link, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, Vermin Link version, and Interactive Digital Clock plus Timer. So, for the Legend of Zelda's 35th anniversary, Nintendo announced the new Game & Watch system that comes with downsized versions of Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, Link's Awakening, of course with Vermin, and you will be able to pick up this throwback handheld on November the 12th. Now, also with more Zelda news.
Oh my God.
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel is taking the story to the skies of Hyrule. Nintendo revealed a short trailer that leaves more questions than it did answers. However, the company was short on details for the release, but they are aiming for a 2022 release. There's also Super Mario Golf. Yes, that was one of the first games I saw for Nintendo. And BCS is correct. The stock rose like hell after their announcements. He is absolutely positively correct. A lot of people are sleeping on Nintendo and the Switch. You should never sleep on Nintendo and the Switch. They are focusing more on the gameplay and the fun factor versus like the graphical power and stuff like that. And this is why Nintendo Switch is winning. This is why they are winning. Oh, and you have the Intellivision Amico that's dropping, which is, looks phenomenally fun. I'm going to pre-order that along with some other games I'm very, very excited about, along with Battlefield 2042. E3 had a phenomenal time, a phenomenal virtual event. I know it's not the same as going to it physically, but they had some pretty kick-ass announcements. Shout out to Dark Bear. Thank you for joining the morning show today. So like I said, this was a phenomenal Friday, and this is Juneteenth Eve. So you go out there and go out and get your food trust, your black-owned business, support your black-owned businesses. And I will be streaming tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So, Dark Bear asks, is this a gamer morning show? Ashley, we are a variety show for all things geekdom. We talk about manga, anime, comics, pro wrestling, gaming, you name it, we nerd it. That's how we do things. So, please join our Facebook community at Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. All you have to do is go to Facebook, type in Orange Phoenix Geek Corner, ask to join, and we talk about everything geekdom. Is an awesome family style forum where we just have fun. Nothing toxic in our group. Nothing toxic in our Facebook group, as well as our Twitch stream channel. All you got to do is go to twitch.tv/OrangePhoenixTV because I will be streaming tonight, and I will be streaming Secret of Mana, and I will be streaming that around 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm going to be playing that for a few hours. So come out and hang out with me because this is going to be a first playthrough and see if we can actually, I want to say beat the game tonight because this game has some mad hours on it. But we're definitely going to crank out some time with,
oh my God,
with Secret Armada, because we do retro gaming as far as twitch.tv. We also have the magazine. Come check out our magazine. The subscription is only $5 a month. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/OrangePhoenix for our June edition of Orange Phoenix Magazine. There's also a $15 tier where all past issues are on that $15 tier. So you can read past issues along with the current issue. And we do have another issue coming out for the July, and it's a monthly thing. So www.patreon.com/OrangePhoenix. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram at Orange Phoenix Media, as well as click on the link in our bio for Instagram, because that takes you to our TeePublic sites for our apparel, as well as our watches. We have watches here for the Orange Phoenix crew. So go ahead and check that stuff out as well. So I hope you guys have an awesome weekend, an awesome Father's Day weekend as well, because there's a lot of things going on. I hope the dads get everything that's deserved, not just socks. Dads don't want just socks. You know, just, you know, do what you would do for your mom. You know what I'm saying? For your dad, like, make your dad feel special. Don't give him socks. You can get socks any day. Take them out to eat. Go work on a car with them. Do something. Do something that they enjoy. Go fishing. Just do some real Father's Day stuff, man. Don't shortchange Father's Day, people. Don't shortchange it. BC said, I get up, make everyone breakfast, lunch, and dinner while doing y'all work and side work in between. Hey, see, nah, the role should be reversed. You should do nothing on Father's Day. Absolutely nothing. Just sit, watch some games, some baseball, and just chill out. Just peace and quiet, tranquility. Be zen. But y'all have an awesome Father's Day. Y'all have an awesome Juneteenth. We will see you guys tonight at 7 p.m. on Twitch. And we will see you guys again on Monday, where we're going to be talking about Loki Episode 2. Because we're going to allow the weekend to, you know, to just overlap and do things, you know what I'm saying? And from there, we're going to talk about Loki in his full splendor, spoiler included. So, until next time, y'all. Peace out.